patiently wait on our God. Can we say amen? The writer in Hebrews, praise God, tells us that we have need of patience. And amen, to have patience, meaning, praise God, that sometimes you will wait. Amen, praise God. And praise God, in wisdom, you need to wait on God. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And so, praise God, he says to us, the writer in Hebrews, that we have need of patience, that after we've done what God asked us to do, that we might receive the promise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The writer lets us know that they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Amen. They will walk and not be weary. Praise God. They will run and not faint. They will mount up with wings as the eagle. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And so over and over again, praise God, we are reminded, amen, praise God, as God's people, praise God, that we, amen, praise God, are, amen, to wait, amen, praise God, on God. Amen, praise God. Sometimes maybe it's not said enough, amen, praise God, concerning this attribute of patience and waiting, because, amen, what we have by way of spiritual attributes has its foundation in God. Amen, praise God. We receive it from Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And, amen, praise God, what God does, amen, praise God, is demonstrate who He is through, amen, praise God, practicing the attributes that belong to Him. Amen. In short, amen, praise God, we learn patience because God is patient.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We are to learn long-suffering because God is long-suffering. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, we, amen, praise God, sometimes don't think, amen, praise God, or just think about or focus on the idea that God waits. But today, praise God, we want to just remind you a little bit, amen, concerning, amen, the fact that God, amen, waits. In Isaiah, where we were reading, to give you background, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. In this 30th chapter of the book of Isaiah, amen, God is, amen, praise God, amen, telling, amen, Israel, praise God, that, amen, the course that you are about, the way that you are going, amen, praise God, amen, you are receiving counsel, but it's not coming from me. And in Isaiah chapter number 30, amen, in verse number 1, God says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion." Reading our text again in verse number 18. "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you.
Thank you.
And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment, and blessed are all they that wait for him." Can we say amen?
Yes,
amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, where, amen, you came up, amen, your background, amen, your history. It makes a difference in your life. Can you say amen? And, amen, a lot of times, praise God, we, amen, praise God, have, amen, a go-to or a fail-safe or, amen, praise God, a place, praise God, amen, praise God, that we fall back on, amen, in times of, amen, praise God, discouragement or despair. Amen, praise God. Too oftentimes, those things, praise God, that we fall back on, amen, praise God, are the things that, amen, are the things of the world. How many know that none of us are saved as long as we lived? Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, praise God, you've lived longer than you are have been saved. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. Therefore, praise God, amen. A lot, amen, praise God, more, amen, of the world is in you than, amen, praise God, when you got saved. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, the natural inclination sometimes is to fall back on that that is more familiar to us, amen, that we are more accustomed to, that we are more comfortable with, amen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, when God saves us, amen, we, amen, praise God, are challenged by God, amen, praise God, to have a mind transformation, amen, praise God. Why? Because God has changed you now and made you a brand new creature. And amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, things need to change. Amen. In your way of thinking, in your way of making evaluation as to what is important and what is not. Can we say amen? Amen. Our whole, amen, praise God, view, our whole world view, amen, will change at the point, amen, praise God, that we are growing closer to God. And so then when God saves us, he puts us on a path. Can you say amen? Amen. And he encourages us to come to him. Amen. Praise God. To receive of him guidance and direction. Can we say amen? But too many times, praise God, we are more comfortable with what our mind want to tell us than what the word of God will direct us to do. Amen. We sometimes reach back for the old weapon. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But they are carnal. Amen. Praise God. And the battle that we have to fight once we are saved, amen, is not carnal. Tell your neighbor, your battle now, if you are the redeemed of the Lord, is a spiritual battle. Tell your neighbor, praise God, you are fighting with the enemy. Amen. The enemy, praise God, that desires to cut you off and bring you down and trample over you. Amen. Praise God. And so then, praise God, amen, you have to fight the devil. Make no mistake about it. If you don't want to fight, you still got to fight. Amen. Praise God. Because he's going to pick a fight with you if you don't desire to fight. Can you say amen? He's not just going to let you alone and let you be at peace, but he's going to come against you as the enemy of your soul that he is. And so God, amen, wants us to remember, you can't reach back to those worldly weapons that you used to use when you were confronted in battle. But now the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, they're not carnal, but they are mighty in God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, you have a mighty weapon at your disposal. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Armies defeat other armies, praise God, when their technology exceeds the army that they are fighting. Amen, praise God. Bow and arrows will not prevail against machine guns. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Though you have, amen, praise God, a great number in your army, you will not prevail against those that have automatic weapons. Can we say amen? And so then, praise God, understand, praise God, that what we use to do battle is greater than what the enemy can bring against us. Amen. Amen. In his attack on our soul. Tell your neighbor, praise God, greater is God in us. Amen, praise God, than he that is in the world. But we still have the tendency to lean, amen, praise God, on what, amen, we've been delivered from. And so it is not surprising, praise God, that Israel, amen, praise God, who came up, hallelujah, under Joseph, amen, praise God, in Egypt, hallelujah, praise God, find, amen, praise God, much of their history in Egypt. Amen, praise God, they're familiar, amen, praise God, with the things of Egypt. Amen, they did not go down in bondage, amen, but they went down, amen, 70 souls, 70 some odd souls, can you say amen? And under Joseph, they flourished and they prospered, and under that ruler of Egypt, they flourished and prospered, amen. But the time came when things changed. Tell your neighbor, praise God, there will be times in your life when things change. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, the good days, amen, praise God, may not be so bright, amen, anymore. Amen. So Israel was under 430 years of bondage down in Egypt. But thank God he sent a deliverer. And when God brought Israel out of bondage under Moses, he did not want them to go back to Egypt. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, as God delivered them from Egypt, they needed to be delivered from an Egyptian mentality. Can you say amen? Amen. Physically, amen, they were brought out. Amen, praise God, because God brought them out with a mighty hand. But in their mind, amen, praise God, they were still thinking on those things that were familiar to them. Can you say amen? And so when troubles and problems arise in their life, though they were the people of God, their mind went back to Egypt. Amen. Praise God. And so, praise God, on the occasion where we're reading, amen, in Isaiah, hallelujah, praise God, God is scolding his people. Can you say amen? Why? Because he's saying, amen, you made up your mind, praise God, that you want to walk back to Egypt. Amen. Praise God. You want to go back because you're trusting, amen, in the strength of Pharaoh and in the strength of the nation of Egypt and the strength of the horses of Egypt, and you've been counseled to go back, and God has said, you've been counseled, but it wasn't my counsel. Amen, praise God, I didn't tell you to go back, but you made up your mind that you want to go back anyhow. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the blessing, hallelujah, is not in obeying the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Tell your neighbor, ain't no blessing in that. Can you say amen? But if we would hear what God say, if we would sit in the counsel of God, amen, we would be assured, amen, of a blessing and a victory following. Amen. But they, hallelujah, did not want to hear the counsel of God. And because they did not want to hear the counsel of God, God told them, Egypt will be your shame. Can you say amen? The thing that you're trusting in, rather than trusting in me, will embarrass you. Can you say amen? The thing that you're leaning on, rather than leaning on God, will make you hold your head down instead of lifting your head up. Can we say amen? But I'm so glad, amen, praise God, that God said, I ain't gonna let you go down in Egypt. I'm gonna block your way, because you're my people. You're my redeemer. After all, I'm God, and I can stop you if I want to. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, God didn't tell them that I'm gonna keep you from going. He told them the consequences, amen, if they went. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God didn't block the way, hallelujah, and say you ain't going back to no Egypt. He could have if he had wanted to.
Can you say amen? But instead of blocking their way, God let them know, I'm going to wait on you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah. Amen. God made up his mind, I'm going to wait on you. Can you say amen? Because soon as you get disappointed, soon as you see it ain't going to go the way that you thought it was, soon as you make up in your mind it had been better if I stayed with the Lord, you're going to turn around. Can you say amen? Ain't God good that when we make up our mind to turn around, he's still waiting. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God told him, I'm going to wait on you. Can you say amen? What a God we serve that's willing, hallelujah, to wait on us in our era. Wait on us, amen, praise God, in our disobedience. He will wait on us. Can you say amen? God said, I'm going to wait on you. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen, he's not waiting in ambush.
No, no.
Can you say amen? You know how it is. Amen. Some folk want to ambush you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. But God is not waiting in ambush. He ain't there to jump you when you come back. He know you're coming back, but he ain't there waiting to jump you when you come back, to jump in your face and tell you this and that and that and that and that and the other. But God don't work like that. Tell your neighbor, God don't work like that. God's a patient God. He's a long-suffering God. Can you say amen? Waited almost 100 years while the ark was building. What you gonna get out of it, God? Eight souls. Can you say amen? But I'm willing to wait. Can you say amen? Thank God. Hallelujah. He was willing to wait. Amen. Praise God. When you and I were out there doing our thing. Can you say amen? We wasn't paying God no attention. Can you say amen? Amen. We didn't have our mind toward God. But you know what? God made up in his mind, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And as God waited, amen. Praise God. He waited, amen, that he might bestow grace and mercy. Tell your neighbor, that's what you need. Tell your neighbor, I can't do without it. I need some grace and I need some mercy. Tell your neighbor, God waited when we were in the crack house and amen, pray God running around in the street. Can you say amen? He would drop a word over here and a word over there. Can you say amen? Some of us, hallelujah, picked up on a little bit and said, Lord, I'll see you later, but not right now, because I got my mind in another place. Can you say amen? But God didn't walk away and say, oh, well, they don't want me. Amen. Why should I wait on them? Thank God he ain't like us. Oh, Lord, thank God he's a different kind of God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Why, amen, should I wait, amen, on them? But they got their mind set to go a different way. Why should I wait on them? Can you say amen? When they already making their way back to Egypt. Can you say amen? I told them it's going to be your shame. Can you say amen? Amen. If it was us sometime, we let them be shamed. And when we came back, we would not be there to support or encourage. But I'm so glad to report to you today that our God is a God who's willing to wait. Can you say amen? He'll wait until we learn how to give him the glory for the things that he has done. He'll wait, can you say amen, until, hallelujah, amen, we turn our hearts unto him. Tell your neighbor, God got all the time in the world. That is not the issue. You and I, we don't have all the time. Amen. It's not about him changing his mind and deciding that he don't want to wait no longer, but rather it's about our time running out. You ain't going to have but so many opportunities to give him the glory and to give him the praise. Tell your neighbor, you ain't going to have but so many opportunities to show up in Bible class, to show up in Sunday school. You ain't going to have but so many opportunities to love on your brother, love on your sister. You only going to have a limited amount of opportunity to do that. Can you say amen? And God is waiting. Can you say amen? He's waiting for us to put on, amen, the actions to match the change in our circumstances. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We got our own mind as to how we would deal with circumstances. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. We'd be saying, if it was my child and they walked away from me, going down, amen, to some Egypt, amen, praise God, I ain't gonna know them when they get back. I heard it being said, hallelujah, that my own children, I would beat them like a stranger. But I'm telling you, ain't no parent gonna beat their own child like a stranger. Can you say amen? They might beat them hard. Can you say amen? They might beat them long, but they won't beat them like a stranger. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that ain't God. Amen. Praise our God. And so, praise God, if it was us, amen, we would devise different methodologies of how to bring correction to those that were belonging unto us. Can we say amen? Sometimes, praise God, we would try to cut them off. Can you say amen? Why are you trying to cut them off? Because I'm going to bring them back. Can you say amen? But if you're cutting them off, that ain't going to bring them back. Can you say amen? Some of us say, well, let's shut them out. I'm going to shut them out. And if I shut them out, they will rethink and come to me. Can you say amen? But amen, some that get shut out just walk away. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Down the line, we have this reason and that reason, amen, of how, amen, we would bring about correction, amen, for those that walk away from us. Can we say amen? But thanks be to God, God know how. Can you say amen? To bring us out and to bring us unto him. Tell your neighbor, it is the goodness of God that will lead you to repentance. Tell your neighbor, amen, you can drink and destroy your own body. You can smoke and destroy your own body. You can do a whole lot of things to destroy your own body. Can you say amen? Amen. But listen, hallelujah, God ain't trying to destroy you. Hallelujah. His desire is to let you live. Can you say amen? So when God says stop cursing, hallelujah, and so you can live. Can you say amen? When he tell you, hallelujah, to clean your heart, amen, away from bitterness, anger and malice, is so you can live. Can you say amen? When God, hallelujah, tells us, hallelujah, that I'm letting you live, not because you deserve it, but because I'm a gracious and a merciful God. Tell your neighbor, many of us should have been dead. Lord have mercy. Because what we did warranted our destruction. Can you say amen? And the enemy of our soul was telling God, Yes. Cut them off. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the devil didn't want you to live. In other words, he didn't want you to survive the stuff he got you into. Can you say amen? Because the stuff the devil got you into was meant to cut you off. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor the enemy brought you into that place so he could cut you off. But God said, I got to bring him out of that place. Can you say amen? I got to deliver them from that place. Tell your neighbor, it is about recognition of God's love. Amen for us. How many recognize that God didn't just start loving you when you got the Holy Ghost? How many recognize that God didn't just start loving you when you got baptized in the name of Jesus? Tell your neighbor, if it had not been for the Lord, Lord have mercy, he loved me when I was in my error. Tell your neighbor, he loved you like that before he saved you. How you figure he loved you now? Tell your neighbor, he loved you like that before he saved you. How you figure he loved you now? Tell your neighbor, God don't change. He's the same today as he was yesterday. Tell them, God don't change. He still love me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, even though God, amen, have broken the chains of bondage, can you say amen? Some of us are mentally enslaved. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the devil has no authority over me. I am a redeemer of the Lord. But some of us are mentally bound. And because we are, we can't glory in tribulation. Can you say amen? But it don't matter what the devil is doing. You still need to raise up a praise unto the Lord. Still not dead, you're still alive, and if you're still alive, you owe God a praise. You are God a praise. Lord have mercy. Amen. Amen. The prisoner was behind bars, but Jesus kicked the door open, and the way out is standing before you, and there is no hallelujah bars holding you in, but because your mind is still held captive, you don't get up and walk out. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you can get out, you can walk out. Can you say amen? The enemy has no authority to hold you. You can get up and walk out. Tell your neighbor, I ain't got to worry if I don't want to worry. Tell your neighbor, I can get up and walk out. I ain't got to hold my head down for no devil. Can you say amen? I can lift up my head. I can tell the enemy of my soul, I am free and I will praise my God. I am delivered and I will magnify and glorify him. It makes no difference where I am, because wherever I am, I will praise him. Tell your neighbor, wherever I am, I will praise him. Let me come back. Can you say amen? For God said, by mercy and truth, can you say amen? I'm going to bring them out. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to agree with God. When God say, I'm your deliverer, you got to say, I'm your way maker. You gotta say truth. get through bringing you through, you won't look like what you've been through. You need to say, truth, Lord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, we need to agree with the truth. Tell your neighbor, it is true. Once I got saved, I became more than a conqueror. You don't believe it. That's why you're looking at how you're going to make it. But I ain't looking at how I'm going to make it. Because God already told me he'll never leave me or forsake me. Somebody say, truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor he can keep your mind. Hallelujah. Yeah, he can. But everything looks like it's turned upside down. God is still in control. Tell your neighbor God is who he says he is. And I am who he says I am. Tell your neighbor God is who he says he is. And I am who he says I am. Tell your neighbor God has no negative word. The redeemed of the Lord. Tell your neighbor everything God got to say. Hallelujah. About me. Expresses his love toward me. Or you ought to pray to him. Tell your neighbor God said many are the affliction of the righteous. But don't worry. Can you say amen? You mean when I'm afflicted, still supposed to rejoice. Still giving the glory. Still giving the praise. In the world, he said, you will have tribulation. Anybody surprised when they shoot you bad on the job? When they don't treat you right in the neighborhood? When you're getting mistreated, even in the house of God? Anybody surprised? Can you say amen? In the world, you will have tribulation. But you know what else? He said, be of good cheer. Can you say amen? You mean when tribulation come my way, I ain't supposed to frown. I ain't supposed to turn my lips upside down. I ain't supposed to let my head fall in my bosom. No, God said, be of good cheer. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, every day of the redeemed's life is another day to give God the glory. Tell your neighbor, every day God let you live is another day to give him the glory. Tell your neighbor, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. Anybody feel like say amen. Even before you got saved, God sent mercy. 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 They over there in the pool hall. They in the gambling joint. They taking drugs. They drinking liquor. They running around. Come here, mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. They need it over here. And they need it over there. And they need it over there. Tell your mercy. Can you say amen? Go down in the joint where they are. Amen. Sit down beside them while they're shooting up in the crack house. Hallelujah. When they're running around and in the house that they ain't supposed to be in. Go in there, mercy. Can you say amen? Go in there. Can you say amen?
Sure enough. Thank you, Lord.
Can your neighbor God sent mercy? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? See, God know what you need. And God send you what you need. What kind of God would he be if he knew what I need and would send me what I need? Can you say amen? That's not the God we serve. Can you say amen? He knew what we needed. Said mercy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Judgment wanted to come. So God said, sister. Can you say amen? Amen. Judgment. Say, let me cut him off. God said, sister. Can you say amen? Judgment said, Lord, I'll go. But God said, not yet. You hold on. Can you say amen? And he said, mercy. Can you say amen? And when mercy arrived, he had a word of truth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, if mercy and truth can't bring you out.
I'm telling you, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what it is.
It ain't good. Can you see that? You see, tell your neighbor, if mercy and truth can bring you out, if mercy and truth can't lead you out, you're going to be right where you are. Because God has designed
Thank
that mercy and truth.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? Would purge iniquity.
Wonderful.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Mercy and truth. Get rid of the drugs.
Yes.
Mercy and truth will not let your hands grab what don't really belong to you.
That's true.
Mercy and truth. But we, amen, praise God, have received mercy. You've got to believe the truth.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, we've received mercy.
Yes.
And you got to believe the truth.
Yes.
Tell them again, you've received
mercy.
You've got to believe the truth. And when the truth lets you know that you should have been dead, but God's love for you allowed you to live.
Thank you, Lord.
You should have been cut off. God's love for you allowed you to live. Amen. Praise God. You shouldn't be here, but you're here
today
because his love for you allowed you to live. Understanding the truth brings praises.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Amen. Praise God. See, even the natural tendency, if somebody treats you really good and do something good for you, you in your heart,
I'm telling you,
you want to do something for that person. Yeah. Right? Can you say amen?
It's true.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell my baby girl. I'm sorry, Chrissy. But I'm
Beautiful.
Because, amen. Praise God. It's my birthday. And it's not that she didn't do anything for my birthday. Right. But she wouldn't do more.
I know.
She wasn't satisfied.
Yeah.
I told her, it's okay, Chris, I'm good. But she wasn't satisfied. Because her love for her dad motivated her. And she said, well, I did this, but I don't feel like I ain't happy enough. I ain't satisfied. I want to do some more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure enough, she did.
Did she do it?
She did it. When we, amen, recognize what God has done for us.
Yeah.
The attitude is not do less.
No.
It's do more.
Exactly. That's
what your attitude is.
It's true.
It becomes, when you recognize, but see, when you don't pay no attention, then you don't really care. And amen, pray to God, oh, well, maybe they should have did it anyway. And maybe God, well, he just do it. Can you say? When you don't recognize God's goodness to you, the attitude can shift. Can you say, but we don't ever want our attitude to shift.
Help, Lord.
We always want to recognize God's goodness in our life. His goodness toward us.
Amen.
And allow mercy to speak truth to us.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? Only God is worthy. Can you say amen? There's nobody else beside him. Only he is worthy. It's the truth.
It is.
Don't nobody love you like God loves you.
It's the truth.
Can you say amen? Praise God, that deeply love you, don't love you nowhere like God loves you. Can you say amen? The one who would do anything humanly possible for you, don't love you like God loves you. God wants us to recognize truth. Can you say amen? Recognizes
recognizing the great love that God has for us. Amen. Praise God. Gives us a desire.
It does.
Amen. Praise God. To do more for Him.
Amen.
To serve Him more. In the natural, praise God. Amen. Praise God. We tend to put ourselves out for those. Amen. Praise God. That. Amen. Praise God. We recognize have loved us and put themselves out for us. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. If somebody, amen. Praise God. Say they love you and won't do nothing for you, it's going to be difficult for you to press over there and do a special thing for them. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But when you recognize, but amen. Praise God. Someone loves you, does for you. Amen. Praise God. You're going to try to do, amen, special things. And even when you've done something, amen, if it don't suit you, you're going to try to step that extra step. Can you say amen? Because of the love that you have. Mercy and truth, make no mistake about it, will purge iniquities. It will wash you.
Thank you, Lord.
It will cleanse you. But you got to think on God's goodness towards you. Mercy and truth will purge iniquity. Can you say amen? And so God uses mercy and He uses truth.
Thank you, Lord.
And He uses mercy and He uses truth. Can you say amen? When we come to the place that we reverence God because of His mercy and because of His word, amen, praise God, we take different courses. Say, no, I can't go that way. Because God don't appreciate that. No, I can't go that
That's
way. Because God don't like that. No, I can't go that way.
That's
amen.
Wrong.
Ain't nobody there watching
no,
you.
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
Ain't nobody
have to
there
be.
Looking at you.
They don't have
Can you
to
say
be.
Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. God speak to your conscience.
Yeah, He sure
And
did.
Your heart say,
yeah, don't do that.
Lord. Yes, help me, Lord.
Help me. That's what I say.
Lord, yes. Strengthen me, Lord. Lord, yes. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so it is, amen, praise God, that reverence from God, for God, amen, praise God, will deliver us and bring us out. Can you say amen? Amen. And amen, praise God, amen, praise God. The word of God is declared, amen, praise God, that the one, amen, praise God, who departs from sin has a good understanding. Can you say amen? Good understanding comes from reverence to God. It's God first.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your neighbors,
period.
God,
I'm telling you.
God first.
And tell them again, it's
it
God,
is.
God first.
First.
Amen, praise God. Understand that this is not a place that you slide into
no.
and you don't walk into. You have to press into it. Can you say amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of us are not, amen, praise God, in that place. And most of us are on fringes. Can you say amen?
Yes,
amen, praise God. And so then we got to push. Can you say
yeah,
amen?
That's what
amen.
You do.
We got to ask God for help.
Help us, Lord.
But above all, we are to recognize, amen, praise God, that God could have sent judgment.
Witness.
He could have.
Witness.
Amen. But if you're alive today, he sent mercy.
Yeah.
You can tell your neighbor, if you're alive today,
he sent mercy.
You say amen. Amen, praise God. And how is it that he was able to send mercy?
Yes.
Because he waited.
Hey.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Lord.
He waited.
Thank you.
Sometimes, I'm closing, I'm leaving you now. Sometimes when we come into the circumstance of life where God finally can get our attention, He's been waiting all, think, amen,
all
praise God. God ain't been waiting all the time or sometimes one moment in your life. That's who God is. He wait all this time for one moment in your life. And in that one moment, God can speak.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Thank you,
in that one moment, God can get through, amen, praise God, all of the confusion and stuff that's in your head, in the way, and speak to your heart, and you can hear and say, yes, Lord. And one of the main things that we are to be thankful for is a God who is loving and long-suffering, and we can thank God that He waited.
Wonderful Savior.
Tell your neighbor in my life.
Tell him. Witness.
I want to thank God.
Yes, Lord.
I want to thank God.
That He waited.
That He waited.
The good news is, He's still waiting.
Yes, I love Him.
Come on, give me a prayer.